You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's the Into Tomorrow broadcast for the weekend of December 6th, 2019. Thank you for tuning Into Tomorrow, your weekly technology auditory gem. And I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Here in our Miami Studios control room is Erasmo and Horatio working with the show out of New York. I wonder if I should still say that or just say Horatio's working with the show. It doesn't matter where he is because, you know, it's almost 2020. We have the technology.
Well, because a few weeks ago he was working with the show from Uruguay.
That's true. He was visiting family there. And yeah, so I guess it's important. Why didn't we say he was working with the show from Uruguay that week?
I don't know.
Ah, see? So
our producers were sleeping.
Yeah, that could be. So instead, we'll just say Horatio and Erasmo in the control room, just different parts of the planet.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Anyway, glad to have you with us. As we get closer to the holidays, most importantly, we would love it if you sent us a little 10 to 12 second holiday greeting.
Okay,
talking to our listeners. You already did one, and, you know, we'll hear it later. But even if you go as long as 15 seconds or so, don't worry, no pressure, but use the message to the studio button on our brand new Into Tomorrow app, which is free, by the way, and you simply search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and we will play your holiday greeting on the air. And we're sending many prizes out, yep, for those who do it. Not everybody, not guaranteed. No promises, no guarantees. And we used to say that all the time. We should say it regularly. But we have several today already that we'll be playing on the show coming back out of commercial breaks. We would love to add your holiday message to them. And it's fun. Just say whatever you'd like to say for the holidays. Greetings and salutations to everyone listening, whatever you'd like to say. And then toss it back to me. And now here's Dave, or something like that. Or here's Santa, or our favorite elf, or whatever you want to say. And then we'll thank you for it and pass on your holiday greetings. Won't that be fun?
Absolutely.
Chris is so excited.
Yes.
And mainly because he has to edit them and add music along with Erasmo. So they have to work on that together. So they'll do it. Meantime, some tech news and commentary, and then we will get to your actual calls where we can hopefully help solve your digital dilemmas and send you prizes for participating, such as Samsung has confirmed some of the details of their upcoming Galaxy S11, with one of its most significant features being called the Hubble camera. I think that's pushing it. Because of its 5x optical zooming capability, the device will also be equipped with 5G technology and bigger batteries. And as I mentioned, I think Hubble is a bit much. I mean, 5x does not get you into space. Jeez. But, okay, at least I have a little something there. So look for the Galaxy S11, and then, of course, the Note 11 would follow shortly thereafter. Usually comes out around IFA time in September. When they do the notes, they do the Galaxy S's around now before Christmas, and then the notes.
And then
later.
They take the notes back because they blow up in your pocket.
Only the 7.
No.
Only the 7. So far, my Note 8 and 9 have not blown up. Or 10. So I hope the 11 won't either. But we'll see if it's going to be a Hubble camera. Five times. Oh, you can see into space. Not quite.
Is it going to be five times the cost?
Oh, probably. Yeah, that's the norm. If you're an early adopter, one of the first on your block, yeah, you'll pay the most for it. But that's life in the tech world.
Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about how Twitter announced they would start deleting accounts that have not been logged into for more than 6 months. Now the social media site is rethinking part of its plan after receiving feedback that it would effectively be eliminating posts from some people who have died. In a statement, Twitter said, "We've heard you on the impact this would have on accounts of the deceased. This was a miss on our part." The company said it plans to introduce a new way for its users to memorialize accounts on the service. It does not intend to remove inactive accounts prior to the introduction of that feature. So it's, I guess, similar to the Facebook pages. When somebody dies, you have somebody take over, and it's now their pages remembering so-and-so. So after Twitter announced they would delete those inactive accounts, they got all this backlash. So
well, and since you don't have a Twitter account, when I'm gone, you can take over my Twitter account.
I don't know how to use it.
Gosh. I'll leave you a password, and you can log in and then just say, Dave is dead.
I refuse to jump on that Twitter bandwagon.
Fine. Do I have to make your sister be my Twitter memorializer as well as my Facebook one?
Help us all.
I know. Is she? Yeah, she's on Twitter.
I don't know.
Erasmo, will you memorialize me when I'm gone? Okay, he said yes. Good. Somebody has to. I mean, it's getting closer and closer at the rate I'm going these days. Did you spend money online last week?
Yes.
A lot. Cyber Monday's grand total for 2019 in the U.S. was $9.2 billion, with a B, billion dollars.
Yikes.
Cyber Monday alone, almost $10 billion spent in the U.S. That represents a 16.5% increase over last year. The e-commerce holiday trumped both Black Friday and Amazon's Prime Day from last year. That's a lot of online ordering.
And apparently a lot more people are doing online because you and I actually went on Black Friday to Target to do a little Christmas shopping. Yes, I went Christmas shopping with Pops.
Yeah, go figure. But that's not what we went for.
Right,
we had to do a couple of other things. And while we were there, I said, oh, show me that thing you said Cam wants.
Right. But I was shocked that we were there on Black Friday at Target, and we walked in. We looked at what we wanted to look at. We went and checked out. No line.
So I know.
That was the first time that's ever happened to me on a Black Friday. And apparently that's because everybody was shopping at home.
But I did see several people in line for the car pickup out front. So a lot of people are doing that. We talk about that on the show again this week, too. Next hour especially. Tune in because we're talking about how disruptive brick and mortar is being now by adding a whole lot more free deliveries or next day delivery or pickup at our store where you can also, if there's a problem, return it easily as opposed to Amazon or things like that, not so easily. So that's interesting. But, yeah, we had no problem. I'm thinking, man, this is the wrong day to be coming to a Target. But we had no problem. I mean, there were more people there than normal when I've gone in. I picked up a couple of grocery items that I needed and what have you. And then it's like, yeah, show me that thing that Cam wants that I grabbed. And in case he's listening, I'm not going to tell him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say anything, of course. We don't want to ruin that. But, you know, there was always that opportunity. And we thought this could be really a problem. But it wasn't. It turned out to be just fine.
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Oh, see, Cameron is listening. All right. So, well, you don't know what it is, Cam, but it's something you wanted. Ha! Which, by the way, from the Amazon catalog, I said dog ear a few pages and circle some things that you want. He marked everything in the catalog. Everything.
Well, first you told him just use up the stickers and put stickers on things you want because it came with a little sheet of stickers.
Yes, and he used them all up. There were like 17
right.
stickers.
Well, you said only mark what you have stickers for, thinking that he'd be good. But then when he got home to my house, he saw that I had the same catalog, so he found the loophole. He pulled the stickers out of my catalog and then applied them to your catalog.
So he got double the stickers, that little devil. And so he stickered everything. And then I said, no, Cam, I want you to go through and pick six or seven items that you really want. Oh, just six or seven? Yeah, but because, and there's no guarantee, no promise, no guarantee. But you never know. I'll see what I can do. I think I already overbought for him. That's what you do with your youngins anyway, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I always overbought for you, too. And do you appreciate it now?
Yes.
That you're a dad yourself? Yeah, right. But that's a lot of money, almost $10 billion spent on Cyber Monday alone. And yeah, we were also among those people spending that kind of money. But hopefully you got what you wanted and you could shop in your PJs and just have a good old time. And hopefully the stuff gets there and it's not going to be damaged. See, that's the hard part about gifts, because if they're sealed boxes and stuff, you wrap it or you put it in a gift bag or you do something like that. And then they don't know if it's broken until they open it, you know, on Christmas. And then it's like, oops, sorry, it was only a 30-day warranty. Oh, great. You know, there's that.
Popular Mechanics has released a list titled The Best Video Game the Year You Were Born.
Yep.
Now, being nostalgic, I had to check it out.
Of course.
It starts with 1971 and the Oregon Trail, a game that taught millions about westward expansion and the definition of the word dysentery.
nice.
Looking a few years ahead, the year I was born, the most popular game was Space Invaders. Now, this is a game that I remember very well from my childhood. In fact, I was at Chuck E. Cheese with my 7-year-old recently, had a blast playing that very game with him on this massive LCD screen or LED screen that they have.
Which, of course, was very new to your 7-year-old
right.
because he'd never seen that game.
Right. But you know, if you can imagine, you know, playing Space Invaders on like a Jumbotron, that's kind of like what it was at this
wow.
arcade. Now, some other interesting entries, Pac-Man in 1980, Donkey Kong in 81, Super Mario Brothers in 85, Mortal Kombat in 92, the first Pokemon game in 1996, and the list concluded with 2019's entry of a game that I've never heard of called Untitled Goose Game. This is a game.
Can you go around goosing people?
Well, it's a game on Windows, Mac OS, and the Nintendo Switch. Players control a goose who bothers the inhabitants of an English village, and the player must use the goose's abilities to make progress throughout the game.
Oh, blimey. That sounds like it might be fun, though.
We've come a long way from Pac-Man.
And before you go there, no, the year I was born, they didn't even have video, let alone video games.
No, well, but, you know, the year you were born was when color TV was introduced in the U.S., so, hey, you got something.
I got something. We were talking about spending money on Cyber Monday. Did you order any pizza on Cyber Monday?
I did not.
Some Pixel 4 buyers right here in Miami got a treat on Cyber Monday when their new phones were delivered along with pizza in commemorative Domino's-branded pizza boxes. The promotion also involved a $200 discount on the 128-gigabyte phone, but only here in Miami for some reason. Had nothing to do with it. And I don't have a Pixel, and I didn't order one or buy one, even with a $200 discount, but apparently they were delivered with pizza if you bought a Pixel 4 on Cyber Monday.
Now, what would have been cool is if you bought the pizza and got the free phone.
You see, now that would have been fun and would have made more sense. I used to do that many, many years ago before I actually opened a retail store. I was selling stuff just out of the house, but I was an actual buyer and would buy from wholesale and sell to police buddies and so forth, all kinds of TVs and computers and all kinds of audiovisual equipment. And I did this, the best campaign ever was I said, I think the one I did was a free computer with the purchase of every T-shirt. And, of course, the T-shirt was $600, but I sold the T-shirt and included a free computer. And everybody thought it was the funniest thing, and they wanted the computer, so they bought a T-shirt for $600. But, see, that was marketing, and I thought it up my own self.
Well, that's how a restaurant down here that had recently opened, that's how they were able to get beer out before they got their liquor license, beer and wine licenses. They would give you a free pitcher of beer with the purchase of like a $28 pizza.
Oh, pizza for $28. Oh,
but it includes a pitcher of beer.
Yeah, it includes a free pitcher of beer. Well, it's not really, is it? But that was different.
Yeah.
So, but I actually gave them free computer with the purchase of every T-shirt. And that was better marketing, like they should have done here. Buy a pizza and you'll get a Pixel 4 phone, but don't hike the price of the pizza. That wouldn't have worked.
The brother of drug kingpin Pablo Escobar is turning his attention from accounting to Apple. Roberto Escobar, the former accountant for the Medellin cartel, has created a smartphone, the Escobar Fold 1, that he believes will replace the iPhone. In an interview with Digital Trends, Escobar claims that he will beat Apple, which does not presently offer a foldable device with the new phone.
Yeah, but in his folds is cocaine.
Yeah.
And powdered cocaine, I think, in the fold.
His phone sells for $349 and comes with free shipping and a complimentary cover. In addition to claiming that he will beat Apple, Escobar is using several scantily clad women described as Escobar girls, both in videos and images on the website, to market the device.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that ought to go well. I've never heard of him at all doing something like this, so how's he going to take on Apple? Please. Wait, does his phone have a piece of fruit or anything on it?
Probably not.
Oh, well, see, he's missing out
probably
on a marketing opportunity.
Cocoa leaf or something.
Yeah, there you go. Cocoa leaf. Scott in Jackson, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk Mississippi. And we love you, Scott. He's calling in using the new Into Tomorrow app.
I'm upgrading my router of 6 years old because I have a few smart TVs, wireless cameras, and Alexa, and I want to make sure I have the right router for what I need. Actually, I purchased three, and they're still in the box. I'm going to just take two of them back. I have the Linksys AC2200, the Linksys AC1750, and the Netgear AX3000. Which one of those three would be best for me? Like I said, I have a two-story home. My older router had no problem sending signals upstairs, but I just want something a little better to manage all my equipment that I'm adding to my house. So give me some help. Thank you.
Well, we'll do our best, Scott. The Netgear, though, is the best one of the bunch that you mentioned. Any modern router should be able to handle the devices that you talked about, but invariably cheaper routers will need to be restarted more often or suddenly just drop the speed or struggle to keep up with more devices. Usually buying a better router does pay off, especially with so many more things that we're adding to our various networks these days. The routers you bought are all gigabit and should be capable of handling the bandwidth your cameras and other devices are going to need, but the Netgear AX3000 has the best rating of the three in terms of signal strength.
Yeah, now, of course, you could also return all three and buy a relatively inexpensive multi-point mesh system like the Google Wi-Fi.
That's true.
Now, that will probably cost you a little more for two devices than these will, but probably not much more, and having separate access point to serve the upstairs area could improve your connection. Now, that's only something to consider, though, if you have cause for concern about being able to get good signal upstairs or if your home is very large. Often, a single router is all that you really need, so you may very well be able to save money and still get good coverage with one of the devices you already have in your hands.
Yeah. But let us know, Scott, if it works best for you, which one worked the best for you, because it'll help other listeners as well with similar situations. So if you've got some additional input for Scott, or perhaps you need to know the details of what he talked about and what we answered, then you can always find our show notes at intotomorrow.com. In this case, look for the weekend of December 6th, 2019, and hour one. All the details. We'll meet you in the meantime at intotomorrow.com.
It's that time of the year to spread some cheer and thank your customers. And the best way to do that is with a custom holiday on hold message from Advanced Productions. For over 40 years, we've been providing affordable audio and video services to businesses around the world. Let us create a custom holiday on hold message for your business for less than $200 with no subscriptions or extra fees. Call us today at 888-899-8511 or visit onholdaudio.net.
Hi, this is John Buxbaum from Bridgewater, New Jersey. I wanted to say a very happy Christmas to all my fellow techies into tomorrow. Back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, John. He's absolutely right, and we want to hear from you the same way. Any kind of a holiday greeting that you'd like to share with us, keep it, if you will, between 10 and 15 seconds, because we don't have a lot of time for them. But coming out of the commercial breaks, we'll alternate listeners with staff doing holiday greetings all the way into tomorrow. And all you have to do is use the message to studio button on the brand new free Into Tomorrow app. Let us hear from you and we'll put you on the air. And we'll send out prizes, random prizes, for several of you who send in a holiday greeting. It's a cool thing to do. By the way, welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. The most used hashtag on Instagram, you know what they are? Hashtag love, hashtag InstaGood. Really? Mm-hmm. Hashtag me, hashtag cute, and hashtag follow.
But hashtag don't care.
That's not one of the more popular ones. So if you want to follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, it's all simple. It's at Dave Graveline. There you go.
You know, you and I are old enough to remember when a hashtag was just a pound sign.
I know. And when hashtags became initially popular, I kept saying pound sign this, and people go, what? It's a hashtag. Yeah, of course it is, but I always knew it forever as pound sign on the rotary dial phones. Mm-hmm. No, on the touch tone phones. Anyway, and you are?
Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Oh, and you know what happens, hopefully most of the time, if not always, when you first visit intotomorrow.com?
The little red box pops up.
Yeah, hopefully. And then we ask only for your email address in that little red box. And we don't share it with anyone. We don't spam you. But once a week, you'll get the free Into Tomorrow Tech newsletter, which has, I know you can't believe it, some tech news, who's on the show that week, some caller highlights. What else does it have? It has, thoughts to make you smile. And what else?
And this week we've got a score of email apps, plugins, and services that can make your digital life easier to manage and more organized.
Oh, it's all about being organized and easy to manage. And we've got always tips for you, various tech tips, all kinds of fun stuff.
Links to the This Week in Tech history videos.
And if you don't watch Chris's history videos, tech history videos, you must, because he shows you some pretty fun things on there.
I should catch them one of these days.
You do them, although that probably means you don't watch them. But do check it all out at intotomorrow.com and sign up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter, because we don't want you to miss a minute of what's coming up on Into Tomorrow.
This is a consumer alert. If you're struggling to pay just the minimums on a $10,000 credit card debt, don't skip meals to save money, don't cut back on the essentials, and above all, don't give up. Protect yourself now with a debt rescue program from Credit Answers. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Don't let the credit card companies continue piling on higher interest rates and penalties to keep you buried in debt. Credit Answers will show you how much money you'll save each month and how quickly we can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. There's absolutely no risk for you to call. With a low, affordable monthly payment, you can be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Protect yourself with a debt rescue program and get your free and confidential debt analysis. We even offer a savings guarantee, so there's no risk to call. Get free answers and solutions to your credit problems. Call 800-933-1549, 800-933-1549, 800-933-1549.
It's Dave's grandson, Cameron. From all of us at Into Tomorrow, I especially hope that your Christmas is extra special, just like you, and that Santa gives you all the tech that you want. So be good. I have. Now back to my favorite elf, Pepe Dave.
Well, thank you, Cameron. From all of us at Into Tomorrow, to all of you and your families and loved ones and friends, just everybody, a very happy holidays. Again, from all of us, we appreciate that. And I also appreciate, the only thing I'm asking for the holidays is that you make sure to download and use our brand new free updated Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and snag it and participate through the app and check out tech news and our show 24/7 stream and all sorts of cool stuff with the Into Tomorrow app. We look forward to hearing from you via the app. Our next guest empowers mobility providers to deploy, manage, and optimize autonomous and conventional driven vehicle fleets. We'll find out what all that means. He's the Vice President of Sales for North America for Best Mile, Tony Pino. Tony, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program, because even though it does seem very business-oriented, we thought that we'd at least talk to you about what Best Mile is and does and how it ultimately affects all of us as consumers, I guess, in the long run. Tell me a little bit more about the company, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure thing. So Best Mile offers a vehicle-agnostic fleet orchestration platform. So we enable public and private transportation businesses to design and deliver highly optimized mobility services. And what we mean by optimized, that's carrying paying passengers as much as the time as possible. We try to avoid deadheading, which is a term used where drivers ride without passengers, so miles without travel without passengers is really the key term there. Mm. And our customers choose the thresholds for the factors in determining whether they want vehicle occupancy versus passenger convenience and ride times and wait times, and they're able to design their services around our platform to meet their corporate needs.
So are we talking, Tony, about ride sharing, ride hailing like Uber and Lyft and that sort of thing?
To a degree, right? So Uber and Lyft pretty much saturate the market with vehicles. So we are referring to ride hailing services, though there is some use cases for car sharing and the like. So, you know, what you find with Uber and Lyft is that, you know, what many people don't really think about is that empty Ubers and Lyfts don't cost Uber and Lyft any money, and not a penny, because they don't own the vehicles, and they only pay for the drivers when they actually execute a ride and when a customer's in the car.
Yeah, it's costing the individual Lyft and Uber drivers money to drive around or to hang out or just wait while they're not making any money in hopes of getting a call. So then ride hailing, so just to make sure I'm clear on this as well as our audience, taxis then, those kinds of things, limos, you know?
That's correct. Yeah, what they call the TNCs. That's correct.
Okay.
So we address those types of markets as well as the public and transport services for buses and the like as well.
So maybe you have an example of one of your customers that all of our audience can relate to that you can share with us so we can see what it is they're doing?
Yeah, so we have a couple of examples. One is for an autonomous vehicle because I mentioned our platform is agnostic in terms of the type of vehicle or the brand or type, as well as, and you kind of mentioned at the top, is whether it's autonomous or conventional, meaning combustion-based, that doesn't matter to us either. Everything sits on top of our platform without issues. So there's a company in Orlando. Their name is Beep. They've been in the news quite a lot lately, in fact. And what they provide is an autonomous shuttle around the community of Lake Nona in Florida, and it's just outside of Orlando, just south of the airport. And it's a progressive neighborhood that's been totally on board with AV services offered by Beep, and they've had tons of positive feedback from the entities within the people that reside there, as well as the public servants like the fire department and police and all of them. They've been very receptive to what Beep is doing there. And they also Beep also plans to expand to other communities in Florida and beyond as well, this type of service for this type of communities. There's also a company in Dallas. Their name is Alto, and they are a traditional ride-hailing service with professional drivers in customized branded vehicles. They focus on safety and predictability and hospitality. So what they have found is a gap in the market with Uber and Lyft where some passengers find them too risky. So what they've done is really targeted those that want it, you know, a little elevated level of service around safety and predictability, and that's what they deliver. So, you know, again, they have W-2 drivers, branded fleet. They have, you know, they sit on top of our platform. They have some really cool features, one of them being a way that the passenger or the traveler can have the vehicle identify itself when it approaches, which is really nice. So what happens is in the grill, there are two lights that will flash, and that way you easily identify your vehicle versus the typical way of trying to look at the last four digits on a license plate somewhere. And, you know, in some states, the license plate's on the back, so it's just kind of a mess. But, you know, and the driver gets out, greets you. You know, it's a really, really nice service, and it's offered in Dallas right now, and they're expanding to other areas. But they leveraged our platform to deliver a predictable service as their fleet grows. They've tripled in size since just 1 year ago, in fact.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned with Uber and Lyft and how you have to just try to match a license tag if you can. I mean, yes, here in Florida, we only have them on the back, so that's difficult.
Correct.
With an approaching vehicle. But the other problem that I find with them most of the time when I've used them is that they might tell you the type of vehicle and the driver's first name or something like that, but they don't tell you the color, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, okay, great, I'm looking for a Tahoe. There's six of them approaching. You know, which one is mine? You know, is it? Could it be that red one? I don't know. I mean, something as simple as that. I don't get why they don't get that. But you mentioned a W-2 driver. What does that mean?
That means they employ the driver themselves. So they are vetted and trained, background checks, all of those things. Again, they really penetrated the gap that is, you know, with Uber and Lyft, and this is one of the areas as well. So, yeah, so they're basically hired drivers, and they have a branded fleet of white Buick Enclaves. So to your point of identifying the vehicle, it's just another layer of safety that you feel when you're getting into the car.
Okay, terrific. Now, that makes sense. W-2 as in the tax paperwork you fill out when you become an employee. Okay.
I apologize.
That's quite all right. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something else that we just didn't have a clue on. And obviously, you guys, Best Mile, are in the mobility business, which is kind of funny because it used to be called transportation or the automotive business. And that, I guess, in and of itself has changed dramatically over the years as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you look at even just the past 2 or 3 years, how much it has changed. And in fact, it's predicted that the change that's going to occur in the upcoming 10 years has far surpassed the change that has occurred in the last 70 years. So you talk about just the term mobility, you know, that is what's used now. And it has a connotation to me, and I think to a lot of people, of being more agile. So a service people can use on demand. And in some of it's just semantics, but it really forces you to think differently about transit itself. It's not just, you know, getting into a bus or a car. Now you could rent a scooter for 15 minutes and go jump into some type of ride-hailing service for a quick ride. So it's really, you have multiple options of getting to your end point. And at the end of the day, and really what the forte of our platform is, you know, the traveler is just trying to get from point A to point B, and in the most convenient and cost-effective fashion. The service provider is trying to get move the most people with the fewer number of vehicles. Then you have the cities; they're trying to accommodate growth and with the reduction in pollution as well as traffic congestion. So, there's a correlation to the types of service. You know, and how we address it is we make sure that the right mission is sent to the right vehicle at the right time, therefore guaranteeing that traveler a convenient and cost-effective trip.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win scenario. So obviously Best Mile has those folks' best interest in mind, and how it benefits us as consumers that if we're using one of these services that uses your service, obviously it's a whole lot more effective and should make a better situation for all of us. There's certainly been, in our 24 years on the air, a lot of hype in the last few years about autonomous vehicles. And since you say your platform supports both autonomous and human-driven, do you see them both being around for a long time? Are we going to do away with human-driven vehicles altogether, do you think, in our lifetime? What has your research shown?
We're seeing a gradual transition. And again, in our lifetimes, I don't know. I think there will always be some small subset of traditional vehicles, if you will. But AVs are already on city streets around the world, literally globally, but they're being deployed in controlled environments right now, like the one Beep offers in Florida. It's a private community. It has less traffic, for example. But Uber and Lyft, you know, kind of let the genie out of the bottle, if you will, and the demand for shared on-demand mobility is really growing very, very fast. So companies like Alto, who are jumping where they see the opportunities to offer that elevated, higher level of service that I mentioned, they're not waiting for AVs. They are using professional human drivers, and that's why our platform supports both, because there is going to be a lot of innovation and differentiation as we make the transition to a driverless technology or a driverless world. So again, allowing companies to pivot those that may only be human-driven offerings right now, if they decide to go into AVs, they don't need to change the platform or retool. They can continually add that same service in the same dashboard with the whole ecosystem of vehicles that they offer. So, it's a very exciting time, and like I said, the transition is happening gradually, but I see a quick spike here in the next couple of years where AV is going to be really, really getting out in the forefront. Yeah. A lot of exposure.
And I'm assuming AV, autonomous vehicles, just to make sure that everybody understands that as well. Real quick, because we're running out of time, but one of the things I'm seeing on your website at bestmile.com is robo-taxi services. Now, that in and of itself is a term that we haven't heard a lot about lately. How is that going to be different?
So with the robo-taxis, the intent there is that they would be unmanned vehicles going around, and picking up passengers like the taxis do now. But really what you need is that level of optimization and orchestration. You need someone to be the control tower, just like air traffic control, and that's what we are. So we know what vehicles are out there, what the capacity of the vehicles are. Do they need a wheelchair? Do they need a bike rack? Those types of things. And then being able to move those passengers from one point to another. And we're going to be able to do that with the robo-taxis that are out there as well.
Very cool.
That certainly maybe sits on our platform.
So I can see it now. Instead of hailing, taxi, we've got robot. We're going to be throwing our arm up in the air, and although it'll be all digital, we'll do it on our phone, I'm sure. But robo-taxi services are coming into tomorrow as well. Tony, you're a delight to chat with. We've learned a lot about this whole scenario and what Best Mile does and how it helps. I'm hoping that at some point I could be somewhere in a city where they have, like, the Alto service you referred to and things like that. I'd like to give it a try myself. Do check out bestmile.com. Thank you for being with us, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Likewise. Thank you, Dave.
Our pleasure. Bestmile.com. We'll link you there, of course, one click away when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, back with more as we bring you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Holidays. This is Beth, and I'd like to remind you that there are lots of children out and about this holiday season. Please be kind, patient, and watch for little ones, especially while traveling on the road. Now back for more Into Tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Beth. And from all of us at Into Tomorrow, to all of you, very happy holidays. And heed her warning about the kids being off and out and about, especially when they're off from school for a week or two during the holidays. Just keep an extra special close eye so that you don't have any issues with the kids, who should be watching where they're going. But come on, you're the adult, so you be extra careful, especially around playgrounds and homes and things of that nature.
You want a Christmas gift any day of the year? Check out our 24/7 stream at intotomorrow.com or on our free Intotomorrow app. That stream is provided by our friends at streamguys.com.
Look at you being creative.
Yes.
Wow, I love it. Oh, and by the way, when you send us your 10 to 15 second holiday greeting, we'll add the music, so don't worry, because that way we have licensed music and all that kind of stuff. Just give us your voice with a nice greeting and then toss it back to me after the commercial break, like Beth just did. And we'll get more holiday greetings from our audience and share them with our audience and send you prizes for doing so as well.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
I got mail.
History.
Wait, I got mail.
Uh-huh.
I should check the mail first.
Yes, you should.
Okay.
This week in 1882, the Bijou Theater opened in Boston, Massachusetts, and became the first theater to be lighted by electricity, which Thomas Edison himself installed and supervised.
Ooh.
In 1960, Sperry Rand Corporation of St. Paul, Minnesota, unveiled a new computer known as UNIVAC 1107. The electronic wizard employed what was known as thin film memory. This massive computer tipped the scales at about 5,200 pounds. In 1962, this week, NASA launched Relay 1. The satellite was developed by RCA and was the first active repeater communication satellite in orbit. Relay 1 was also the first satellite to broadcast television from the U.S. to Japan.
Here I come to save the day.
In 1967, the French prototype Concorde No. 1 was rolled out in France. The British No. 2 prototype was not quite finished. The joint British-French venture and the world's first supersonic airliner took two more years of testing and fine-tuning the powerful engines before it made its maiden flight.
See, they were beaming people
up. And this week in 1968, Douglas Engelbart gave what became known as the mother of all demos, publicly debuting the computer mouse, hypertext, and the bitmapped graphical user interface. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And if my German math is correct, this will be our 18th year coming up that we broadcast from IFA in Berlin.
Yes, it will be.
As opposed to nine.
Nine, that's, yeah.
Yet. No, that's Russian.
Right.
Intotomorrow.com for more.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Hey everybody, this is longtime listener Michael from Minneapolis, wishing you a wonderful holiday season and an amazing new year. Don't forget to do yourself a favor and listen on the Into Tomorrow app often. Now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Michael. You know, he's from up there because he says Into Tomorrow.
I love that Into Tomorrow app.
Yeah, that Into Tomorrow app is pretty cool.
It's connected to the internet.
It is. But just search those two words, actually Into Tomorrow, in your favorite app store, download our app, and then send us your greeting, just like Michael did. So try to keep it to 10 to 15 seconds. But whatever you want to say, read one of your favorite greeting card passages or something. Oh, I just gave you some great ideas. And then just use the app, the message to studio part. We'll add the music later and put you on the radio between now and the new year so that you, too, can be part of our holiday greetings on Into Tomorrow. That would be awesome and apropos. We even will send some prizes out to those of you who submit a holiday greeting. And if you call and participate on the show, you qualify too for some of these goodies. And while we say no promises, no guarantees, but mention any of the following items. If you would like it in particular, we'll do our best to try to get one of them to you.
From Brilliant, you've got all-in-one smart home controls, single and double switch models.
Oh, from Catalyst, rugged cases for various iPhone and iPad models.
Puro Sound Labs has provided wireless noise-canceling headphones for kids.
Quilt 2, you can attach any USB storage device and access your files from anywhere.
And Dave's popular love handles, everyone wants to get their hands on those.
Stop that, that hurts. Don't squeeze so hard, yes, but love handles.
Yeah, they're custom Into Tomorrow's smartphone grips.
Oh, that's what they are. Okay, yes, but they're called love handles.
Yes.
And if you want a pair of my love handles, just say so, and we'll send it to you as well. But participate the best way, the audio option on the app, or 800-899-INTO anytime.